Yesterday, Shir Tanya, the Alter Rebbe writes that in the kavana of the mitzvahs, which is called the soul of the mitzvah, or the light of the mitzvah, there are two categories. Just as in creation, there are those creations that belong to the category of soulful creation, the animal and the human being are basically bali nefesh, and yet they are different from each other. They themselves comprise two categories within the category of nefesh. The same is true with mitzvahs. The kavana of the mitzvah is the nefesh of the mitzvah, and in the category of nefesh, there are two levels. Today's shir on page 528 in Pedek, Lamed Ches, chapter 38. Ki mi shedaite yofa, l'da'as es Hashem ul hisbeinim b'gdulos yisbadeich, because the person who has a good mind, and he understands God's greatness and can contemplate it, and through his contemplation, he can create a lofty fear, a higher level of fear, in his mind. The Avas Hashem b'chol ha'imani shebelibe, and a love for God in the right side of his heart, where the godly soul resides, li'yeis nafshei tzmeya la'Hashem, so that his soul becomes thirsty for God, l'dofka bei, with a desire to cleave to God, ayudei kiyum ha'teirah ha'mitzvahs, and the cleaving comes through the performance of Torah and mitzvahs, sheheim hamshoch hazvah ha'oras eirin sev baruch hu al nafshei, because the mitzvah brings godliness to the nefesh, to the soul, l'dofka bei, so that the soul can cleave to God. And having produced this kavana, through his contemplation of God's greatness, he produces this love and fear of God that makes him want to be closer to God. And with this desire, with this kavana, he actually studies and fulfills the mitzvahs. And with this kavana, he also davens and makes brachas. This kavana is the higher level kavana, comparable to, or analogous to, the soul of the human being. The difference between the human being and the animal, they're both balei nefesh, which means that they both have will, and they both have feelings, and they both have love and fear. The difference is that the love and the fear and the will of the animal is all instinctive and involuntary, whereas in the human being it comes from seichel. He chooses what he wants, he chooses what to love, and he chooses what to fear, because he is a baal seichel. In the same way, in the kavon of the mitzvah, there's the kavon of the mitzvah that comes through seichel. He produces a love and a desire for godliness through his contemplation of the greatness of God. So that's the level of the medabe, that's the level of the human being, of the intelligent soul. Then there's the lower level. Mi shedaitek tzora, leidal hisbeinim b'gdula seinsev baruchu. The one whose mind is incapable, is too limited, and cannot produce through his contemplation of God's greatness, to produce through his contemplation a love for God in the revealed part of the heart, and also a fear of God in his mind, or an awe of God in his heart. He can't produce this through his contemplation of God's greatness, because he doesn't understand God well enough, deep enough, to be moved emotionally by his understanding of God's greatness. Therefore, he is left, as we learned earlier in Tanya, he is left to use the natural love, the love with which every Jew is born and inherits from the patriarchs, and the fear that comes with it. So this is more analogous to the animal's emotions, the emotions which we are given, rather than emotions that we can produce through our own seichel. His aveda, his kavana, consists of not forgetting, remembering the love, and revealing that love. He brings it out of the concealment and the hidden state within the heart, El Hagili B'meyach Al Koponim, and he reveals it at least in the mind, even though he can't bring it to the front of the heart, to the revealed part of the heart, which would make it a full-fledged emotion, but in the mind at least he feels it, and he remembers it, he reveals it there. That is his kavanah, that's his aveidah, sheyihi yeretzei neisha b'meyche v'ta'alumes libe, that his will in his mind, and in the recesses of the heart, maskim u'misratze b'zitzi gomer b'emes la'amitei, limse nafshe b'pel mamish al yichud Hashem. He is not producing a love for God, but he is devoting himself, he surrenders himself completely, willingly, with total approval and consent, complete willingness to submit to that love and to abide by that love, to act on it. Kidei ledovka b'nafsheho likisu levusheho, because he wants to cleave to God with his godly soul and its garments, ulecheilolon b'yichudei v'achdusei, and to be united, to be swallowed up in God's oneness. So there is an aveda necessary, there's a kavana necessary, even with the natural love with which every Jew is born, because the natural love remains hidden in the heart, in the recesses of the heart. The aveda consists of bringing it to the surface. And bringing it to the surface means that he devotes himself, he surrenders himself to that love. Because the love is hidden in the heart, he could also ignore it. He can have the love and not be affected by it. He chooses instead to be totally affected by it, to be completely surrendered to it, and respond to its demand. And its demand is to cleave to God. And that's what he's submitting to. So in that sense, the kavana, which in general, kavana means the desire to cleave to God, the intention of cleaving to God through the act of the mitzvah, here also there is the kavana of cleaving to God, but it comes in the form of surrendering to the ahava that already exists that demands this cleaving and closeness to God. And how does one become one with God? Through the divine will that is clothed in the Torah and in the mitzvahs, as explained earlier. And the element of fear also exists in the recess of the heart as part of this natural love that we inherit from the patriarchs. And he submits to that will in that he doesn't want to rebel against God. God forbid, and he accepts the yoke of heaven. And with this kavana, he turns away from evil. He refrains from sinning. And he does good. He performs the mitzvahs. So again, kavana without the mitzvah, without the act of the mitzvah, is meaningless. We're talking here about the greatness of kavana when it accompanies the actual mitzvah. So with this kavana, he actually refuses, refrains from sinning, and he does the mitzvah, and he studies, and he davens, and he makes brachas. And b'pidush hamilis levadei b'lei d'chilu rechimu b'zgalus libu mechei. Only here, he doesn't have an actual love and an actual fear. In the revealed part of the heart, his kavana is in the meaning of the words. Hare kavana zu al derech moshul kamei nishmas achai she'enei bal sechul b'chila. This kavana is compared to the animal who doesn't have freedom of will and therefore doesn't choose his love. In the same way, the Jew who is serving God with the love that he was created with, he's not choosing that love. He is using his teva, he's using his instinct, his nature for godliness in order to serve God. So although it's not completely involuntary, because the Jew has to choose to surrender to that love, to respond to that love, but the fact that the love is already given makes it more similar to the animal than to the human. So this is the second level, the other category of kavana, of nefesh. It is a nefesh, but more like the nefesh of the animal in that it is given from above and not created by one's own effort. So it's more like the soul of the animal, she'ein bal seichel, ubechiva, who doesn't have seichel and freedom of choice, the chol midesov, and all of its emotions, the emotions of the animal, shehein yirasei midvarim hamezikim esei. An animal is afraid of those things that hurt him, that threaten him. And his love, the animal's love, for those things that are pleasant. These are instinctive and not the result of his knowledge, of his intelligence. In the same way, the love and fear that is natural, instinctive to the Jew, that is hidden in the heart of every Jew, because they are given from above, not the result of seichel, they are therefore comparable to the animal. It's an inheritance from the patriarchs, and it is a nature within us, as explained earlier. In the Hayem Yom, for the 26th of Adar Sheni, the Rebbe writes that Kol HaKodesh Ba'am Elikei Avraham, everything that is holy, all that is sacred to the Jewish people, the people of the God of Avraham, the Yisayid Beis Yisrael, and all that which is fundamental to the house of Israel, Ba'amodas Deir Yisharim V'chinucham, in raising up a generation of righteous people and educating them, the kashrus ha'echol, in the kashrus of the food and drink, va'atzilus tehar kedushas ha'shabbos, and the purity and holiness of the Shabbos, these things, which again means the birth of children, the education of children, the kashrus of the home, and the holiness of Shabbos, Mosar v'nosan Hashem ha'nichbod v'haneira, the awesome and revered God gave this and entrusted this al yedei nishei Yisrael to the women of Israel, lishamram ul'avdam, to guard them and to work them. Ha'isha ashetemali chevosa u'tu'udosa b'chai ha'mishpacha, the woman who fulfills her obligation, her duty, and her destiny, her purpose, in the life of the family, in family life, b'hanhogas habayis u'b'chinuch al-pi ha-teira, in the conduct of the home and in the education of the home, according to Teira, aleha hakosuv emeh, concerning her, the pasuk says, chochmas noshim bonso besa, it is the wisdom of women that constructs, that builds the home.